And you want to open the door for our next guest, George, if you can reach the door there. Joining us in studio, as he does from time to time, is our Dunham & Miller sports psychologist from the University of Texas at Dallas. He's a psychology professor there. It's Dr. Carlton Maxwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good to see you.
Hello, Craig.
Hello.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, doctor.
Got your coffee, I see, as always.
Always had to have my morning coffee.
You're looking fit and happy. Good to see you.
Thank you. I've really been working out, really been pumping with other guys and at the gym and getting in shape.
That's great.
Been learning a lot about psychology and teaching psychology.
Well, you know, we wanted to have you on because we wanted to discuss the psychology of the Rangers keeping an 8-game lead with a month and a half to play.
Yes, and thank you so much for having me on. I'm a very prolific author.
You are.
In addition to being a professor at University of Texas at Dallas.
Good plug there.
Go Longhorn. Is that? I'm not sure what we are. Anyway, yes, I brought a whole stack of books here. You know, I ought to know what our mascot is at UTD. I go
really
see the Greco-Roman wrestling team all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do. Now, you mentioned you're a noted author. You have authored or co-authored over now 4,000 books.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I'm in the, as a matter of fact, the Guinness Book of World Records because they beat Isaac Asimov
as
the most prolific author. Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, I have a new stack of books here.
Of what?
A new stack of books.
Of bricks?
Books.
Books.
That you read.
Oh, books.
Books.
I'm sorry. Sorry, doctor.
This one here, I know a lot of people have been talking about Tom Hicks lately because, you know, he just sued the Rangers, and he just wrote a new book with me. As a matter of fact, he gave us permission to write it. He didn't actually write it. It's called Running It Into the Ground, The Tom Hicks Story by Carlton Maxwell and Chili Davis.
You've worked on a few books with Chili Davis.
Yes, he's one of my favorite collaborators. Here's a book by Ian Kinsler called Keeping It on the DL, My Life of Not Playing.
the often injured second baseman.
Indeed, indeed. And this is a great one. This one is not a very expensive book, and it's great for kids. It's called I Got Nothing by Chris Davis, and it's just a blank page book. You can color in it,
color it or whatever.
Write notes in it.
So no content
just
whatsoever.
Just nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Beautiful cover, though.
Yeah.
And then this is a great one here. Are you guys, like linguists? Do you like language?
Sure.
Kind of linguist?
Sure.
Well, sure.
So not really. But anyway, so this is a book about the English language called That's the Way English Go, Fun with Subject-Verb Disagreement by Ron Washington.
Oh,
the skipper.
Wow.
The skipper.
The Ranger Skipper's got
the
a new
Ranger
book out.
The Ranger Skipper got
some time for this big pennant drive.
He got a new book out.
Yeah. So how do all these books help us determine whether they have the mental strength to hold this 8-game lead?
I think once you read it, you start getting kind of a composite image of the Rangers.
What they're made out of.
What they're made of. Their psychological makeup.
Gotcha.
That sort of thing.
Gotcha.
And then I've also brought some other spirits books for you. Just
other
sort
what
of
books?
Spirits books for you. And,
spirit
they're
books?
They're spirits books.
Sports.
Spirits, yes. Yeah. And I figured you may like some of these. This is called, this is an interesting one because I don't normally do this, publish anonymous books like this is by an anonymous author, but I agreed to publish it. It's called Life is Just Another Cablination Billionaire Middle of the Pack Golfer by Anonymous.
By anonymous.
But the illustrations are done by the famous artist Cultida.
We'll probably be able to figure out who that is, but I'm interested in reading it.
Yes, you can see on the front here, you have the golfer here, and his face is blurred out, wearing a red shirt there.
Nike cap there. Very interesting. And you were the ghostwriter on that, I'm assuming, or is it?
No, Anonymous actually did write that.
Oh, he did? You just published it?
Yes, yes. Okay. He recently had a change in his life, has a little bit more spare time that he doesn't have to spend with others.
Gotcha.
So, I see.
Gotcha.
Yes, and I brought some cowboy books. I know that Dallas seems to be a pretty big cowboy town.
It is.
Oh, you've noticed that, huh?
Yeah, a lot of cowboy fans located here.
Uh-huh.
And so I brought a few cowboy books for you. This is great. This is called Roy Williams Won't Carry This Book, The Des Bryant Autobiography.
Now, I'd like to read that.
Would you? Good. Here's one written by the cowboy owner and GM. It's called Jerry Jones' Guide to Mysterious Off-Season Surgery, with a foreword by Joan Rivers.
Oh. He's had a few of those, hasn't he?
Yes. And, I run into people all the time. One of the chief complaints people have about themselves is that...
It's almost a foreign language.
Yeah. I didn't pick up that
really,
phrase at all.
It's really hard to keep up with you today, Dr. Maxwell.
I'm so sorry. Yes, one of the chief complaints of people heavy bit themselves is that they want to lose weight. Everyone's wanting to lose weight, right?
Sure.
Everyone wants to shed a few pounds in order to feel a little bit better about themselves. Mm-hmm. Appreciably better.
I'm sorry?
Appreciably better. They want to feel appreciably better about themselves.
I think you said appreciably better.
Oh, I'm sorry. Appreciably better.
So I have a new diet book. It's particularly for these cowboy fans that are always out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Dropping a Deuce, The Wade Phillips Guide to Weight Loss.
Gross.
What the heck?
And Wade drew some cartoon pictures of toilets.
I'll pass on that one.
So just a few of the bits that I brought for you.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Maxwell, quick question for you.
No, I really have to be leaving now.
Just let him go.
Are you gay? Are you gay?
What? I'm not gay, bitch!
Why do you have to do that to him? And this time, just so blatant.
Now, I feel bad now. I feel bad. I hope he'll come back on the show again one day.
He's a guest on our show, trying to help our show.